Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. On farming. So take more land and engage them in agriculture, plowing by the bulls instead of tractor. Bulls can be engaged in plowing and transporting nice bullock carts village to village for preaching. Make the farm the center and go 10 miles this side, 10 miles that side, 10 miles this side, etc. with 4 bullock carts. Sell books and preach and live peacefully at the farm. People used to engage the bull for this purpose, so there was no problem which ways to utilize them. First of all, this artificial way should be stopped, and the bulls should be engaged in plowing and transporting and smashing the grains to avoid machinery, petrol, machine oil by nature's way. From a letter of January 3, 1977. Regarding the New Orleans farm, do not make sugar. Just boil it and make molasses. You can eat the molasses instead of sugar. Just boil it and keep it until granule forms and then keep it in a pot. Don't try to make sugar and sell it. That will simply increase botheration. From a letter of November 20, 1975. Yes, if our householders cannot distribute books, then let them live on the farm communities. They can produce thread for cloth, spinning and other activities. But they must do something, not sit idly. For an idle brain is the devil's workshop. From a letter of April 12, 1977. Our cows are happy, therefore they give plenty of milk. Vedic civilization gives protection to all living creatures, especially the cows, because they render such valuable service to the human society in the shape of milk, without which no one can become healthy and strong. In your country, the dog is protected and the cow is killed. The dog is passing stool and urine in the street and he is considered the best friend, and the cow is all pure, stool, urine and milk. But they are taken to the slaughterhouse and killed for food. What kind of civilization is this? Therefore, you have to preach against all this nonsense. From a letter of December 7, 1975. You can visit our farm projects at New Brindaban and farm in Port Royal, Pennsylvania. They do everything very nicely and you can develop your farm on their model. That you are growing all your grains is very good. It is my ambition that all devotees remain self-independent by producing vegetables, grains, milk, fruits, flowers and by weaving their own cloth from hand looms. This simple life is very nice. Simple village life saves time for other engagements like chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Letter of August 23, 1976. When I was in Frankfurt, round our place, I was happy to see the farms and the cows. Unfortunately, they will kill the cows. So if we organize a farm without killing any cows, that would be a great example in that country. Instead of killing cows, if we let them live, we will get so many nutritional foodstuffs filled with vitamins. I have seen New Brindaban. How happily our devotees are living there with free air, fresh vegetables and ample milk and simple living cottage. What you want more? You should not neglect the upkeep of the body and we should save time to chant Hare Krishna. This mission should be propagated. Save time and chant Hare Krishna. From a letter of September 7th, 1974. Thank you. Hare Krishna.